I don't, maybe it's a good thing. A lot of terrible things happened.
To the
we did contact, of course, that was our job, first of all, is to contact our unit.
That's what you didn't address on the tape specifically. So you're still part of the 327th.
That's right.
But you went in by ship.
And our first objective, we knew where we were going. You know,
okay.
And where they were supposed to go, and we were to try to contact
them. Okay. See, that's some of the questions
that's
I had
right.
specifically. Uh-huh. So you went in on Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Did you... still under fire, or was everything secure by the time?
I think we were still under fire when we went in.
Okay, but what did you have on you? Do you remember what gear you were carrying? Like you say, you jump out of this boat, you're neck deep in water. Do you remember what you had on your back by any chance?
Well, I must have had a bedroll,
and
a rifle, of course, and the ammunition, and we must have had, I think, some.
You were wearing the jumpsuit with the pockets and
yeah,
everything at this point?
Okay. It was full of ammunition and
whatever else.
And I had a big belt, you know, of ammunition and whatever. I can't remember everything now, but I know I was loaded down.
Okay. Do you remember the opposition being, we know by history now, you know, Omaha
think,
was much worse, but do you remember
I don't remember it being really too organized.
Until you
but
got,
they were, you know, still firing, and I saw some people get hit and things like this. But
so was that was the first. The first signs of war. First,
yeah, that really
your
hit
introduction.
Me. When we were going in, it hit me. Yeah, this is war. We're in it, and you know, just as soon as I got going up the beach, I saw people who were dead.
Uh-huh. So that was your
yeah.
Right into it, I guess.
I think I died a million deaths. I think that 30 days. But you know what? I wasn't scared after that. After the other, and you know, the other people that couldn't get rid of that fear. They just couldn't handle it. They went off the rocker.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen officers in even some of them they get that wild look in their eye. Boy, there's something wrong up here. But I think myself, I was able to forget it. You know, you see something terrible. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Well, you know, if you couldn't forget it, if you couldn't, you know, you'd go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to forget it, you don't really forget it, but I mean, you know, it's not the most important thing in your life, you know. And I think I was able to react rationally and as a result I was able to make the right decisions at the right time to anyway, I'm here.
And
I you know, you by that time you kinda go by instinct and people that couldn't forget it and that they just
right, they get the shakes or breakdown or whatever.
Yeah, they can't handle it.
You mentioned, so did you team up with your outfit? Did you
yes, we did.
Pretty quickly?
Pretty said? Well, I might have taken us a day.
A day or so?
I think by nightfall, we had made contact with them.
Okay.
Some of them. I don't know whether all of them, but yes.
I understand that, was it Carentan,
yeah, okay, Carentan.
That was your objective. You were supposed to, from what I understand, the 327th was supposed to link up.
Uh-huh.
What would I have here? They were supposed to link up with the 29th and the 1st Divisions coming up from Omaha. You were supposed to link up.
Carentan.
Do you remember that moving into that town? Do you remember?
I remember the town, but I don't know whether we linked up or not.
Mm-hmm. Because it talks about just reading in a bit on that.
Yeah.
They said you came up from the south side, secured the exits to the town there.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Germans fighting stiff off? Do you remember the stiff opposition there around that town? What do you remember about that those conflicts
well,
in that area?
I remember that, you know, that they, I remember them with their machine guns firing at us, and this, night especially, you know, that they would open fire on us, and we were, but I don't think we drove them out of the town. Mm. I don't think we did.
Yeah, I think it actually said it was kind of a tentative, it was kind of a light connection. You did make the connection. You did meet up. When did you actually encounter your first German within visual distance, I guess?
Well, I think the first night when they was
off the beach.
The time that I was assigned to go on a kind of a, it's a messenger or to find out something. I was on patrol, one-man patrol.
To go do something.
Yeah. I can't remember now just what it was, but I remember crawling under this machine gun. He was just spraying that whole field, you know, just kept it. And I was in the middle of trying to crawl through it.
Did you have orders to give to somebody, or were you supposed to come back with something?
You know, I can't remember that. I can't remember that, but I was to...
But you were being shot at.
I was being shot at.